to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Hour two. That wild, man. Made it through hour one. We're on to hour two. What was the music? We are playing all of our bumper music today is brought to you by local Milwaukee bands. And Matt is giving us the background on each one.
Yeah, this is a great young band that put out a record earlier this year. The band name is Retoro. And super fantastic stuff. Kind of good, kind of punchy punk rock. Super young band. They're all like 18, 19 years old. And it's like one of the members is the child of a friend of mine. And I've reached that,
oh, man.
That stage in covering Milwaukee music where it's like, you know what? How much longer can I do this? Because there are literal children of friends of mine who are now playing in bands that I'm covering. So another dark night of the soul thing for me as well. So happy to give them a little exposure, though. Retoro, great song.
Well, see, this is why you need that tattoo. So it just makes you feel a little bit younger.
The neck tattoo or the forehand tattoo with a big old Milwaukee record. Yes. I don't know. Like I said, if
I
we
still
make
got it.
Two
I
more
still
years.
Am.
That's right. I'm Steve Buscemi. I'll do the Hello Kids. It's I can see it all play out in front of me now, and it's sad. It really is.
Wait till your kid is a middle schooler is just like, Dad, stop.
It's already got to that point. Yeah, I don't know, or very close. I've got a couple good years where my kid and I are good buddies, and after that, they'll want nothing to do with me. So I'm enjoying it while I can. And I don't know. So it's I don't know. But I'm always happy to give some exposure to local Milwaukee bands. There's a ton of them, and there's a ton of great stuff out there. And for a lot of people, my age especially, or even a little bit younger than me, I think a lot of people think like, oh, you know, the Milwaukee music scene has been garbage ever since insert year that person turned, you know, 28 years old or something. And it's like, no, that's not true. There's a whole new generation, many generations that have come since, and they're putting out great stuff. And so I think the Milwaukee music scene these days is very, very strong. A lot of great stuff out there.
Awesome. All right. So did you watch the debate last night?
Oh, the debate. I define watch. I don't know that. I dipped in for a second sometimes at a time before my skin started to crawl and I wanted to leap out of my apartment. I watched. I did. I watched.
It was only an hour. Yeah, so
I know.
It does go by quickly.
Thank goodness.
Just like this show. It was funny because I went in person to the Democratic debate and I debated going in person for this one. And then I used the excuse of my move to be like, nah, I got too much going on. But I think it was also because I just didn't know how, I didn't know who I'd run into. I feel like I would have seen less friendly faces that
sure.
I inevitably ran into at the Democratic one. So I watched it from home. But then Mike proceeded to do stuff for the House and unplugged the router in the middle of the debate.
Oh,
and I was
boy.
Like, I'm watching it here.
Of all the
so
things.
I missed a couple lines about their answers about expanding healthcare, which is really a bummer because I have thoughts on that. But what are some of your hot takes from
hot takes.
Gubernatorial Republican primary debate?
You mentioned
night.
Like, you know, the Democratic one, which was just what, a week or so ago. I mean, I am not a both sides kind of guy. You know, I am not like, oh, both sides lie or both sides gerrymander. Both sides try to overturn an election for 2 years. I have my side. I think they're the right side. But when it comes to political debates, I am a both sides kind of guy because I find both sides, no matter if it's Democrat or Republican, really tough to watch. There is something about it that just makes my skin crawl. It's like audience Q&A or something. It's just like, I can't watch this. But I did slug through some of it. Tim Michaels, he was there, right?
He was there, and this was...
he showed up.
He showed up, which was a big, big right hook right out of the gate. Rebecca Clayfish, in her opening statements, saying, Tim, thanks for showing up.
Yeah.
Because this was his first time since opening, since joining the race, that he has had to answer questions from press in any kind of public forum. Basically, everything up until this point has been press releases or statements that he practiced ahead of time and had a little bit more control over. But this was the first time that he actually had to stand up there and answer questions, and he was sweaty.
He was sweaty. It was very Nixonian of him to, you know, a little shout out there to a sweaty old Nixon. He had a little flop sweat going on.
Yeah, the upper lip was shiny. And so I don't know if that was nerves. You know, some people just sweat more than other people. So that's, you know, if that's what it is. But it was noticeable. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Unclear if he knows what DACA is.
That was the big, yeah, that was that the big gaffe of...
I don't know if it was a big gaffe, but it certainly was, because he was talking about education, and he was talking about funding education, and which he also wants to totally reform how education is funded. But the follow-up question from Charles Benson was if the program he was talking about would include DACA. And his clarification question made it sound like he was unclear what DACA is.
This is the Dreamers program. This is an Obama era program.
Not even. I mean, it's still going. We actually, right. I think, my friend Isioma Wabuzer, who was here 2 weeks ago, is a Dreamer. She's a Nigerian immigrant, mm-hmm. and she's going to be back this week. And she clarified when she was on the show. DACA is still protected, and for children who were brought here as children with their parents. But that was a big, I don't know. That was probably the biggest gap.
Yeah.
As far as like, oh, I don't have an answer for this question.
Right. Yeah. That was about as bad as it got. It was, you know, a fairly, you know, professional debate. There wasn't a lot of back and forth between the three candidates. You know, no. There wasn't a lot of attacking each other. It was.
Truly, I think he, the fact that his entire platform is just on decertifying the election, this being Tim Rantham. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's probably anything I agree with him on. But he actually, as far as, if a debate is an opportunity to see a person's demeanor, he actually seemed the most sincere.
Sure. Oh, and I'm sure he is.
You know what I mean? And like, and like almost natural, because I watched Rebecca Clayfish, who came out, like we said, swinging with that mm-hmm. with that line, and she is on it. But as someone who was a former actress, God, that woman's off book.
Oh, really?
Like, well, I just mean like she is memorized. Like those everything.
I see.
Everything is so her answers are so. They're good and they're polished, mm-hmm. but it's like she has rehearsed it to death. Watching her, and it's hard. Like if I had to say who a winner was as far as debate performance, I think she would. You can say she was the winner.
I'd agree.
I don't. There's very few things that I agree, also with her that I agree yep. on and would want implemented that she talked about. But as far as woman works hard. Yeah. And watching her, it's like you can see the moments that she's actually even rehearsed having a little like human reaction.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? And the way that like it just everything seemed so precise and on, and like she knew exactly what her like one-liner was going to be mm-hmm. there. Like there was very little that seemed spontaneous and you couldn't fluster her. And so I don't know. Again, I always say that I bring people on who are experts on these things. I am just a comedian with opinions, but I know very little about anything. But so I don't know if that means it was a good performance, is to not get flustered, to know your answers to every single question that can potentially come up. But as far as looking authentic or having any room for an organic, natural reaction, I didn't see much from her.
Yeah, there was a moment near the very end where gun control came up and they had posed something to her about background checks or something. And there was a slight stumble, a slight like, oh, I don't know what to say. And you could almost like hear the wheels turning until she arrived on what she needed to say, which was somehow bringing like hunters into it. Something about deer hunters.
600,000 hunters that come every year in Wisconsin.
So as a hunter myself, as a proud and longtime deer hunter, it irks me when hunters are dragged in this because nobody is talking about banning hunting rifles or shotguns. It's such a ridiculous thing.
So when you go hunting every year, you don't use an AR-15? 15?
I certainly do not. I use my uncle's 30-06, and it's served me well over the years. So yes.
I always forget that you're a big hunting and fishing guy.
It's one of those things. I don't know. I come from a family that are huge into it. They're big outdoors people, both men and women, everybody in my family. And for many, many years, I was not. That wasn't like when I was a teenager growing up. It was just me in my bedroom, you know, reading Dragonlance novels or something, and just being a big nerd. And boy, how things have changed now. But eventually, so I never went out. But eventually, at some point, I was like, wow, you know, my brothers are always going out with my dad and my family, and they're having fun, and this seems like a nice thing to do. So finally, you know, maybe 15 years ago, I decided, like, you know, why don't I give this a shot? And it's great. It's like you're sitting out in the woods all day, and you're just sitting in the woods. I don't know. It's kind of great. Or you're sitting in a boat and fishing. It's kind of great.
I guess if you have the patience to fish, you also have the patience. But do you have to be more quieter? You have to be quieter when you're hunting than fishing?
Yeah, well, it depends on what you're doing. If you're sitting up in a tree stand, which, you know, we'll do like a couple days, you put a tree stand up and you just sit up there and you do nothing. It's a great way to just kind of zone out. Sometimes we'll do like pushes through the woods. So we'll, you know, actually walk through the woods. That's a whole thing. It's a lot of fun. It's nice to be out in nature. And it's, I know some people are just like, but you're also killing nature. That's kind of the point. And yeah, that's a weird thing that I don't even know if I've made sense of it in my brain, but it's beautiful to be out in nature, especially early morning. I mean, you go out when it's dark. You should stop me. I could wrap.
No, I think it's because it's certainly, and I've talked about it in the show, I not a hunting, fishing family. My mom's dad was a big hunter, but that is one part of Wisconsin. I guess it's not Americana, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin, Canada, yeah, sure.
And that I know less about, but I'm trying. Like, I feel like there's a lot of fish out of water type funny videos we could make with me trying to learn more about hunting and fishing.
Sure.
All right. Well, not a ton of in-depth analysis.
Yeah. Sorry to get off.
But we're gonna have a segment come back that we used to do on Matt and Kristen Talk About Stuff.
I'm very excited
when
for
we
this.
Come back. Yes. On our senior senator. So we're gonna take another break, and when we come back, a recurring segment that we're bringing back. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.